Welcome to your daily stock news briefing. Here are today's market updates. Starting off with major regulatory and legal headwinds in the tech sector, Meta Platforms is facing what attorneys general are calling astronomical consequences as a high-stakes legal battle reaches a critical juncture in California. Less than 2 weeks after suffering a legal loss in New Mexico, Meta is confronting an even larger legal test in a case co-led by California Attorney General Rob Bonta, focusing on alleged harms to children and teenagers. Opening arguments in the California federal trial are set to begin. Over on Reddit communities like RStox, discussions are intense. One top-voted user commented that the so-called astronomical consequences will likely amount to a minor fine that Meta can easily afford, coupled with a simple directive not to do it again. Another user suggested that to truly police children online, authorities might as well force mandatory digital IDs and eliminate online privacy altogether, though they noted parents often shift the responsibility away from themselves. Meanwhile, more pragmatic traders pointed out that recent appellate circuits have frequently reduced massive corporate judgments to mere peanuts, suggesting Meta's leadership might not be overly panicked. Shifting from litigation to the staggering financial scale of artificial intelligence, a recent Wall Street Journal report highlighted that big tech's AI spending is a massive $3 trillion higher than surface numbers indicate, largely driven by off-balance sheet commitments. Hyperscalers are heavily engaged in circular funding models, with giants like Alphabet and Amazon recently posting negative free cash flow even before factoring in these hidden obligations. Redditors thoroughly dissected the report, noting that these commitments primarily represent long-term contractual agreements for future data center leases, specialized chips, construction, and power spanning the next 5 to 10 years. Optimistic voices on the platform argued that these are simply anticipated capital and operational expenditures already priced in by the market, with bulls claiming that people will continue getting rich off the ongoing tech rally while pessimists sit on the sidelines waiting for a crash that may never materialize. However, skeptics warn that the moment actual AI demand fails to keep pace with this unprecedented future supply, the entire infrastructure house of cards could begin to crumble. In media and entertainment merger news, Paramount Skydance is seeking a staggering $1.88 billion bond from state attorneys general to cover mounting costs and fees resulting from delays to its blockbuster merger with Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount filed a motion in the ongoing antitrust case demanding that the opposing states fund the delay costs. In July, a coalition of a dozen state attorneys general, spearheaded by California's Rob Bonta, filed a lawsuit to block the proposed $110 billion combination. While Paramount has secured various regulatory nods, the state-level roadblocks have infuriated investors. Over on RStox, commenters expressed disbelief at the logistics, with one user questioning how state challengers could possibly be held financially liable for the costs of a corporate deal they oppose, warning that it sets a dangerous precedent for companies inventing exorbitant delay fees and sticking public challengers with the bill. Others cynically joked that the federal government will likely just absorb the expense and shuffle it straight into the national debt. Sticking with artificial intelligence infrastructure, NVIDIA is making massive headlines by investing up to $105 billion for a massive new OpenAI data center located in Ohio. Alongside this monumental capital injection into OpenAI, NVIDIA is also committing $1.5 billion into SB Energy, the firm constructing the massive facility. OpenAI has secured a 20-year lease for the site, with NVIDIA acting as the exclusive chip supplier. Discussions across our investing highlighted the sheer velocity of capital in the sector, with users marveling at the financial centipede structure of modern tech funding. Investors pondered whether there will ultimately be enough local water and electrical grid capacity to sustain the explosive growth of these colossal artificial intelligence data hubs. Meanwhile, retail investors on RInvesting are clashing with traditional financial advisors. One viral post detailed an investor whose Edward Jones advisor instructed them to hold off on deploying a large chunk of cash until late fall, leaving the capital sitting idle for 4 months. The community reaction was overwhelmingly critical, with hundreds of users warning against traditional advisory models and reiterating the golden rule that time in the market consistently beats timing the market. Commenters questioned the fee structures of such firms and whether caution ahead of upcoming midterm elections justified holding cash, though most agreed that sitting on the sidelines out of fear of a market top is a losing strategy. This ties directly into broader philosophical debates on the same forum regarding valuations, where users noted that growth darlings like SpaceX, Palantir, and various AI and nuclear plays are trading at astronomical multiples of 70 to over 100 times revenue, leaving many to wonder how long this seemingly irrational tech bubble can sustain itself before gravity finally takes hold. Over in the income-focused community, our dividends, emotional hurdles, and portfolio strategy took center stage. A 41-year-old warehouse supervisor shared the psychological toll of weathering a rough market month on a $34,000 dividend portfolio, emphasizing that the ultimate goal is building a reliable income stream independent of daily market swings. Veteran dividend investors chimed in with words of encouragement, advising that market downturns should be treated as prime buying opportunities and that building psychological resilience is just as important as building spreadsheet trackers. In a separate dividend discussion, investors debated how to deploy an $8,000 lump sum between the SCHD dividend ETF and the high-yield JEPI fund, with many experienced members advising a balanced approach or reserving JEPI strictly for retirement years. Furthermore, a deep dive into a 15-year survivorship study of dividend champions revealed that out of 100 historical companies, 71 remain champions, 12 were acquired, and 16 were booted for cutting or failing to grow payouts, reminding complacent income investors that corporate dividends are never an absolute guarantee. Turning to the wild and speculative side of the market on our Wall Street Bets, a trader sent shockwaves through the community by posting a massive portfolio transformation, claiming to have ridden Reddit and Micron stock before rolling profits into SPY index puts after a near miss at $400,000. The post drew thousands of upvotes and intense skepticism regarding whether such massive wagers are legitimate or simply bait for retail gamblers. In another viral post, a satirical due diligence write-up on Reddit stock joked that shares would instantly skyrocket to $1,000 the moment its AI team successfully identifies and monetizes post-nut clarity from traffic funneling over from adult content marketing across various subreddits, sparking hilarious comments about user history tracking and targeted advertising. Finally, in alternative asset and sports memorabilia markets covered by Yahoo Finance, Shohei Ohtani's New Balance cleats worn during the 2025 MLB Tokyo Series, marking his first major league games played in his home country of Japan, sold at auction for an astounding $440,000. Market experts noted that the sports memorabilia and sneaker category is completely on fire, shattering previous all-time records by nearly 5 times. Industry insiders revealed that immediately following the hammer price, prospective buyers flooded auction houses with significant offers attempting to buy out the winning bidder, who flatly refused to sell, firmly believing the historic game-used cleats will eventually be worth over $1 million.